Hi, my name is Dr. Patricia Murugami. Welcome to your next best self. I know you might be wondering, who's this Dr. Patricia Murugami? Well, I'm a leadership catalyst, a leadership coach, an educator on matters to do with life, leadership, love, and legacy. And I hope that as you start to listen in and practice some of the leadership insights we'll be sharing here, you'll begin to see your next best self. Welcome back to your Next Best Self podcast with me, Dr. Patricia Murugami. Today we are building on the last two podcasts on boundaries, and today's conversation is about emotional boundaries. Now, what are emotional boundaries? This is about honoring and respecting feelings and energy. And, you know, this is one of the areas that a lot of people struggle with. Because sometimes we don't even know how much emotional energy we are capable of taking in. We are not clear about when to share, when not to share. I think some people have taken the idea of being authentic and vulnerable to the extreme, where they share personal stuff on social media, which you actually should not. But then again, each one their way, yeah? But especially from a leadership perspective and with the kind of leaders that we are coaching and developing, I think it's so important to have, yes, the public persona and some aspects that are very private so that not everything is out there. And it's not an easy line to draw. And I think it's really important to determine your own boundary personally based on what you value and what it is that is your intention when it comes to sharing what you share. But I find that if I go online and sometimes I haven't spoken to some people for a while and I can more or less tell what's going on just by everything they're posting. And sometimes they put themselves and their families in an awkward space or in a space where they're exposed in a way that is not safe. So be careful about knowing when to share, when not to share, and choosing how you limit your emotional sharing, especially with people who just want to see it as FYI or who are likely to respond in a way that they don't really demonstrate that you matter. Now, respecting emotional boundaries also means validating the feelings of others. It's not only for yourself. It also means that you make sure you respect their ability to take on emotional information, whether it's the information that you're providing or that is in the context you're in. And so what does that sound like? Some of the areas that you may want to consider when it comes to emotional boundaries is how do you share your feelings, yeah? And when you share your feelings, what kind of response do you get from the people you share your feelings? And if their response is negative, I think you have the right to actually say, when I share my feelings with you and you're distracted on the phone or you criticize me, it makes me feel invisible. So I'm only able to share this with you if you're able to respond respectfully to me. Wow. Yeah. But I think it's so important to honor yourself and as a result, honor others. I think another way that you can actually consider when you're going through a hard time is not to assume that the other person is ready to hear immediately. And sometimes these emotional boundaries also come from a professional perspective. So, for example, you call someone. First thing you should ask them, is this a good time to speak with you? And they'll tell you yes or no, let me call you later. And that's respecting an emotional boundary and a space boundary and also a time boundary. Another way you can also demonstrate emotional boundaries is asking, I'm having a bit of a tough day and I really need to talk to you. Is this a good time? Are you in a place to listen right now? And don't take it personally if the person says, no, I'm not. Can we talk in 20 minutes? Honor that because it means they want to give you their 100% attention. And then another space where you may want to also examine your emotional boundaries is how ready you are to talk about certain things. So sometimes you're put in a situation where you're kind of being forced to talk about something you shouldn't. So I want to encourage you that you have the right to keep your emotional boundary up. And you can actually say, I'm not ready to talk about this right now because it's not the right time. I'll let you know when I'm able to speak about it. And by doing so, you allow the other person to honor your boundary. So be careful about violations of emotional boundaries, which sound and look like dismissing, criticizing, or putting down someone, stonewalling them, ensuring that you know you're not really paying attention to them, asking questions that are not appropriate for the relationship. So it's a formal relationship, but you want so many details of the personal space of that person. Reading people's journals, emails, checking their phones, you know,
or going through personal emotional information, you've got to ask yourself, why am I doing this? Am I so insecure? Don't I trust this person? Do I want to figure out what they're thinking? What is your intention? But that's an emotional boundary violation. Another space is asking someone to justify their feelings. So why exactly are you feeling like that? Stop crying. Ah, that's such a small thing. Those kind of things we sometimes say loosely are actually violations of emotional boundaries. Another space that we may want to check as leaders, as parents, as friends, is assuming you know how other people feel. So someone is telling you an experience that sounds vaguely or similar to yours. And you say, I know how you feel. Ah, don't worry. That'll pass. Even for me, what you've done there is you've negated their emotions. You have assumed you know how they feel. And you have actually poured cold water over the whole situation and invalidated what they were telling you. Another area is telling people how they should feel. A big man like you, a young man like you, Kwanza, you've even gone through the rite of passage. I had someone tell their young teenage son, a young man like you, after all that you've gone through in the rite of passage, how can you even be feeling like that? That is a no-no. Anyone is allowed to feel. It's what you do with the feelings that matters. So if someone is feeling angry, is feeling upset, honor that. Emotional dumping on people without their permission, where you just call someone and talk to them about what you're going through without really recognizing or honoring where they are at, if they're ready to actually take it in and share inappropriate emotional information, especially with your children or your juniors in your team. You may be going through something, and I know that it's sometimes not something you want to go through. So by the time you're sharing with your child some emotional information that's inappropriate, you're putting a bigger burden on that child, on that junior person who reports into you, that they shouldn't be actually having that burden. So journal, develop close friends, develop your relationship with God, have that therapist, coach, mentor, someone who can actually, you can share that information appropriately so that they can help you move forward. So ladies and gentlemen, this idea of emotional boundaries is a big one. It has everything to do with emotional intelligence, which is one of the things that we teach at Breakthrough Leadership Transformation. And in our Rise Masterclass and our other leadership spaces, we actually talk about the fact that the real imperative is not IQ, intellectual quotient. No, it's your emotional quotient, your ability to be intelligent with emotions, to know them, to honor them, and then to funnel them and channel them in a way that is meaningful and helps you and other people grow. So perhaps it's time to do your emotional boundaries audit and ask yourself, am I oversharing on social media? One of the things that I try and help a lot of our clients is to help them raise their boundaries, because boundary violations are the reason why there's a lot of conflict. So the next time you're flying out, must you tell us that you're now at Heathrow? It's even a security risk. Must you tell us your children's details down to their names and the schools they go to and taking photos and posting? Must you? I'm just asking you to question why you do what you do. Because when you do so, then you also have an opportunity to examine your intentions and examine the unintended consequences of some of the things that we do. Must you? Next time you're about to post something, ask yourself, am I violating an emotional boundary of myself, of my loved ones, or even of the ones who are going to read or watch this? Here in Kenya, I'm shooting this from Nairobi, Kenya, but I'm also aware that the general elections are going to be happening later on this year. I think it's so important for us to be mindful about the emotional boundaries and the emotional baggage we may be carrying from past elections, and to be very mindful about the kind of messaging that we may be forwarding of a political nature that may have emotional violations in terms of emotional boundaries. So be careful. Next time you receive some information, you think it's hot information, it can help someone else, just be sure by examining whether you'll be violating an emotional boundary. One of the things to ask yourself, and I was talking about this in our family meeting the other day, is before you say something, before you share something, ask yourself, is it true? Is it kind? And will it help the other person? I borrowed that from, some of the readings that I've seen around choosing what you say when you say it. And I think that can be a really good way to filter your emotional boundaries and ensure you reduce the violations around emotional boundaries. I wish you the very best in raising your emotional boundaries and becoming your next best self.